Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, family? Welcome to Speak. You could be watching any show you choose to hang with us. We don't take it for granted. If it is your first time watching, you are in for a treat. On the far end, that is Super Bowl champion James Jones. You still got the ring
on. Still got the ring, man. Super Bowl week, man.
Super Bowl week.
Man, I'm waiting for Shady to bring his, man. Come out here and stunt, man.
I look good in this thing.
We'll get to you in a moment, Shady. First, can we focus on Joy Taylor, please? Is that okay? That is Joy Taylor to James Jones is right. And Shady, who self-proclaimed looks good, the Eagles' all-time rushing leader. Y'all already know what it is. That's a new suit. That is, in fact, a new suit.
I mean, what should I say, man? I'm happy to be here.
Oh, well, Shady's happy to be here. We're happy to be here, and we're happy that you are here. Come against the First and 10, family. Y'all hear the whistle. Y'all know what time it is, the Super Bowl. It is literally just days away. This is what sports television was created for. You're watching this show because of this game. Now, Brock Purdy, many have labeled him a game manager, but his teammate Christian McCaffrey said, look, he's the leader of the Niners, adding, quote, he's one of the best players I've ever played with, close quote. Now, that is in fact surprising, but McCaffrey, who will likely win Offensive Player of the Year, said Purdy's one of the best he's ever played with. Purdy has not played at an A-plus level this playoffs, if we're being honest. Against the Packers, he did not play great, but he played good enough to win. Against the Lions, he did not play great, but he played good enough to win. Now it's the Super Bowl. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, one of the greatest of all time. The most important question that can be asked, I will ask, and Joy, I will ask you first. Does Brock Purdy need an A game to beat the Chiefs?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He is not Lamar Jackson. He is not Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And he's, you know, maybe close to Tua at this point.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. All down by the Chiefs. Bye. On vacation or at the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to be hanging out.
Yeah. and that was at the hands of the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and this defense that we are not talking about, but I'm going to talk about a little bit right here. Brock Purdy's last good first half, sandwiched around a terrible Ravens game, was really week 15 against Arizona, week 17 against Washington, and in the middle, we know what the first half was against the Ravens. His last good half against a playoff team was week 13. Good first half. It was against the playoff team was the Eagles, which was over 2 months ago, December 3rd. So if we're really talking about how Brock Purdy has played in entirety, he's really not played a good first half against a good team in quite some time. Now they're winning, so as we always say, winning covers everything.
A lot, yeah.
But now we're in the Super Bowl, so now we're having different conversations. This isn't about making it to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. This isn't about playoff seedings. This isn't about getting past a Jordan Love who's never been there before. This isn't about getting past a Dan Campbell who's inexperienced and never been there before. This is Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs, and the Chiefs defense, who, by the way, is second in scoring defense this year, second in total defense. They have the second most sacks this year, 57. They're fourth in passing defense, top 10 in third down defense and 18th in rushing defense. So forget Patrick Mahomes, who's the greatest player playing right now. Forget Andy Reid, who's in the conversation for best coach of all time and certainly unequivocally is the best coach in the NFL right now. You've got the Kansas City defense on the other side. So, yes, I think he is going to have to play an A game, not just in the second half, not just for a drive, but for the entirety of the Super Bowl.
Just so you know, I like how you said that.
put a little extra on it.
Andy, you know what I mean? Andy,
man,
I'm rooting for you.
I don't think that Brock has to play an A game, and I'm not counting on him to play an A game because I don't think he will play an A game. If I'm being honest with myself, like, I don't think Brock Purdy is going to play an A game from start to finish, but I don't think he has to. I'm sitting here saying, Brock, do what you have been doing. Play well enough to win, whatever that looks like. I'm thinking about the past Super Bowls and Super Bowl quarterbacks. I don't remember the last time a Super Bowl quarterback played in a game. Maybe Tom Brady with you, Shady, when he had 199 yards or 201 yards. He had three touchdowns, no
really,
picks.
They really played excellent that game.
Right, but like you could say that game.
Tom
maybe
Ball.
Maybe go back to 2017 when Nick Foles had 380 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. But outside of that, I don't think about quarterbacks, even winning quarterbacks, that played A games, top to bottom. First quarter to last quarter. So I can't expect it from Brock Purdy, and I don't think it's going to happen. I just think Brock Purdy has to find a way to play good enough to win. Niners defense, you can't let the Chiefs average 38 points, which is what they've averaged the last three times you've played them. If that happens, y'all will lose. Niners defense, keep the Chiefs to 17, 21, 24, 28. Brock Purdy, give us a B game. Give us a B minus game. Give us a B plus game. At the end of the day, I care more about the fourth quarter and how you finished and how you start. I don't think he needs an A game, James Jones. I'm not depending on an A game, and I'm not expecting an A game.
Yeah. When I hear A game, I mean, at least when I was in school, that's dang near perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He does not have to play a dang near perfect game for the Niners to win this game. He hasn't played a dang near perfect game, and the Niners have still been winning football games. So I don't think he has to play an A game. I think around a B, B plus, you know, will get the job done. Because when you talk about Brock Purdy, when I hear A game, like if somebody walked up to me like, dude, you gotta play an A game. Hold on, dog. It's a lot of little pressure that you're putting on me, man. I might, you know, run my route a little deeper than I'm usually running, shorter than I'm usually running, whatever it is, a lot of pressure. When I hear A game, that means, are you going to start forcing some of these throws? Are you going to start playing outside the system? Do what you have been doing that has gotten you here, right? And you haven't played an A game really in a very long time, right? You had a good series, good half, whatever it may be, and your team is still finding ways to win. The best thing Brock Purdy can do is not turn this football over.
Yeah.
I don't care how your game looks, A, B, C, D, you cannot turn this football over. And if he does that, I think the Niners will have a chance to win this football game. But an A game, asking this young fella in his first Super Bowl to play an A game, that's going to be tough.
What are we talking about here? A game? Why? Even in the playoffs, hasn't played an A game yet. B minus to be graceful?
B minus on it.
Yeah, like, I mean, look at the Lions game, the Packers game. They played on A plus and they still won. See, this is the thing. This is the question about Brock Purdy. This is why we have these conversations. Is he a game manager? Is he this? Is he that? Is he elite? The reason why we ask these questions is because he can go out there and have a C-plus game, and they still can win the game. That's why. These other guys, if Josh Allen goes out there and doesn't play an A game, they're going to lose. If Patrick Mahomes go out there and mess around and have a B-minus, C-plus, they're going to lose. That's why we have this conversation about Brock Purdy. So, yes, he doesn't have to go out there and be a superhero. Be safe with the football, right? Let your players on defense, right, do what they're supposed to do. That's the identity of the team. Play well. Offense, get the ball to your playmakers. Kittle, run the ball with McCaffrey. Debo, your special plays, you get the ball, do your thing. Brandon Ayuk, you know, that's what the Niners are. That's why everybody is so upset and they hate on Brock Purdy, because he gets a lot of praise from some people because he's winning games, he's doing well, MVP conversations, but he can have bad games and they still can win. So, yes, he don't have to be perfect.
Did Jalen Hurts have a B-plus game?
I'd give him a B game, yeah.
I might give him higher than a B-plus.
I got to give him an A.
I got to give him an A, too.
I mean, he had a pretty critical
turnover. Boy, was playing.
He did play really well.
At least an A?
He had a pretty critical turnover.
He had a fumble for seven.
I understand.
But he ain't hurt. That's A-plus.
No. I hear you. But what happened?
Lost.
They lost.
Who did they play?
Jeez. Lost by three. But that's my point.
Hold on. That was a better Chiefs team, though.
No, I'm saying the point is, like, he didn't play an A game. You can't give up a fumble for a touchdown.
He didn't play an A game. You're saying Brock Purdy doesn't need to play an A game.
Correct.
What happens to the Eagles?
Lost by three.
So? I don't think everyone's tracking with me. That's why I'm saying he does need to play an A game. Jalen played a really good game. We felt good about how he played. It was his first Super Bowl.
I'm still giving him an A.
He played an A game, and then they still lost. And that's Jalen Hurts. So start to finish, an incredible season. And that Eagles team was really, really good.
That's a really good point.
Do you think that defense last year for the Eagles was equivalent or perhaps even slightly better than the Niners defense?
Yeah.
And what happened to the Eagles?
I'll get there.
You mentioned Nick Foles, right? We went down the list of recent Super Bowl winners,
yeah, yeah.
right? So if your name isn't Brady or Mahomes, your name is Stafford or Foles in the last 6 years, 7 years?
Stafford played decent, too, though.
Stafford played decent.
Two picks, though.
Okay. So not an A game. B minus.
Yeah, B minus. Right? B minus. Yeah.
We think Stafford is better than Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
A lot better, yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. We certainly aren't putting Brock Purdy in the Mahomes or Brady conversation.
Mm-hmm. Not doing that.
So you
that.
Mentioned Nick Foles as the only ones who play an A game and win.
Good point.
James is saying with me here.
Good
Let point. The church say amen.
Amen.
We're tracking. So Jalen played an A-minus game. We'll give him an A-minus because of the turnover. They lost with a better defense against this team, the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Nick Foles was the only one that we mentioned played an A game in the Super Bowl who is not as talented as Mahomes, Brady, or Stafford.
Absolutely.
They won.
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm saying is, I disagree.
I think that Brock Purdy. You got a point.
Got a good point.
Thank you.
Here's what I will say.
Got a point.
Here's.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
No, here's what I would say though. The for me, it's the Eagles. I gave their defense last year a D minus game.
Yeah.
If the Niners defense plays a D minus game, Brock Purdy, you better play an A plus. I'm assuming
he does,
and even if you do, still might lose. So what I'm assuming here is that the Niners defense will do their part, whatever their part looks like. Because Joy's point was brilliantly said and brilliantly made. The only thing I would say is the Eagles defense was atrocious. So no, Jalen Hurts couldn't outdo that because the Chiefs scored 38 points. Don't matter how good you play. Now Chiefs scored 31 points because, like we said, Jalen Hurts fumble. But here's where I'm really at is, if Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on the team, that's what many people surmise. I believe he's the 8th, maybe the 7th, but let's conclude that he's the 9th or the 10th.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him to be the best. Don't make no sense. That math don't math. Mm-hmm. Like, if he's the 9th best player, be the 9th best player. That's all I want. McCaffrey, be the best player. Yeah. Kittle, be the 2nd or 3rd best player. Trent, be the 2nd best player. Ayuk, be the 6th best player. Warner, be the 3rd best player. Brock, fall in line.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and ask the rookie, no, the second-year player, to now be the best player when we all say that he's the 9th or 10th best player.
But
just be you.
Shouldn't he be the best version of himself?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. But I'm different when I assess games because I do great on a curve. I know everybody doesn't, but I do great on a curve. When I look at that Packers game,
my teacher.
And when I look at that Packers game, I'm factoring into the weather. I'm factoring in the weather. And that's why Jordan Love didn't play great. That's why nobody played great. When I think about the Dolphins-Chiefs game, I'm factoring in the weather. That's why Mahomes played a C-minus game in the Dolphins-Chiefs game in the playoffs. Weather was minus 4 degrees. I'm not considering like, oh, well, Mahomes, you didn't throw for 400.
What's the curve
of
this game?
Not.
Ain't no curve.
No, I don't know yet.
It's a beautiful stadium.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Indoors.
You know,
it's called in beautiful.
But I would probably say to your point, James, you brilliantly said in front of the big board yesterday, there are nerves. There's this. Yeah. There's that. Mahomes, again, I remind everybody, in Mahomes' first Super Bowl, he started the game with 141 yards through three quarters, no touchdowns, and a pick.
He's right. Yeah.
So Mahomes played a a D first half and finished the game at a C+.
My argument with that is, though, we're saying that, okay, Brady didn't play a good first half or a good A+ game. Mahomes didn't. Stafford had two picks. Their names are Stafford, Mahomes, Brady.
Mm-hmm.
So they're different than Brock Purdy. And that's not an insult to Brock Purdy. That is just a factual statement.
Different meaning what?
So we're saying they're better.
Yeah, right.
So you expect him to pay Brock to play worse, right?
No. I'm saying that Brock, in order for Brock to win this game, I believe he is going to have to be an A. Because a Stafford and Brady and Mahomes can play a B or a C and still go win a Super Bowl because we watch them do that. Now, perhaps Brock Purdy can because of everyone else, or perhaps everyone else won't play well, and this will be Brock's coming out party. I don't know. We haven't seen the game yet. But what I've surmised from the information that I have is that Stafford, Brady, and Mahomes are able to overcome not playing games at that level.
And they did.
Win games. Yes, because they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Brock Purdy can do that if the defense isn't great, which they haven't been at the top of their game through the postseason.
Now, based on everything we know about Brock the last 8 quarters, he's proven to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So up for right now, I will say he can, because against the Detroit Lions, the defense was awful.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy, first half, wasn't great. Second half, did what he needed to do. Against the Packers,
they
the defense was...
Neither. See? They weren't that great defense against the Packers.
No, it gets my point. Against the Packers, the defense was
That's
all right. I think they let up 180 rushing yards, something ridiculous.
What's your grade, Brock, on the Lions game?
Lions game, I give him a B-. Packers game, I give him like a C, C-. Like a 73. It wasn't good. it wasn't good. Go ahead, James.
No, for me, though, the reason why I can't sit here and say A is because the Jalen Hurts and those quarterbacks, the Matthew Stafford in the playoffs, they were playing at an A level. This dude ain't played at an A level, so I'm really asking him to do something that he ain't done, at least in the playoffs this year. Yeah. It's a couple games during the regular season that he played at a really high level. That's why he's the MVP. But in the playoffs, he has not played
at an MVP
level.
Wouldn't you also say that Jalen Hurts and Matthew Stafford, they were heralded at minimum top three players on their team? Stafford was on a team with Donald and Ramsey and Von Miller, so you could say maybe he was a second or maybe he was a third. Jalen was on a team with A.J. Brown was all pro last year. Lane Johnson, right?
LC.
Yes, but I'm thinking last year, based on how Jalen was playing last year.
Kelce.
Yeah, but Jalen last year, we were saying he was about his second
about to
in MVP.
Keep going to Kelce.
No, I mean, they're dudes. You could say Jalen was the ninth best player on the team with the information we have now. But last year, Jalen Hurts, second in MVP, we thought Jalen Hurts was
playing at a very high level.
So, like, the Eagles needed Jalen to be what Jalen has been all season, be the second best player on the team. I would have said second to Lane Johnson. I think Lane Johnson is one of one, but be the second best player on the team. I'm just saying, everybody do your job. Yeah. Brock, be who you are. McCaffrey, be who you are. But Fred, don't come out here missing tackles, and now we want to blame Brock. No. Fred, you're the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You're the Hall of Famer. McCaffrey, you're supposed to go to the Hall. Trent, don't start giving up sacks now, and now we're looking at Brock. No, you're supposed to be the best player.
If this happens the way that you're saying it, who are we gonna give the praise to?
If he plays B or C.
And they win?
And they win.
Oh, he's going to get a lot of the credit because he's the quarterback.
Of course. Where is he? Yeah.
Of course.
And there's going to be more questions. Oh, is he a game manager? That's what happens all the time.
But I do think, like, Brock's going to have to play at a B level.
So, really,
he can't. Go ahead.
Quarterbacks is the reason why you win these games.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we're saying A, B, C, whatever, but he's going to have to make some plays.
Like, no doubt.
Some off-schedule plays. It might be a play in third down. He's going to have to do something. Because Patty's going – that's going to happen. We're going – dang, that looked – Patty going to make some of them plays. He's going to have to make some of those plays, right? I know defense got to play well. McCaffrey got to play well. It's going to become a time in the football game to where he has to say, I got it.
Yeah. He's going to have to play about as good as Mahomes.
Mm-mm.
He's going to have to.
They want to win.
Think about this. Against the Lions, y'all said Goff played better. I said Purdy played better. Against the Packers, y'all said Love played better. I said Purdy played better. He's going to have to play a game where at least I can come up here and say, nah, Shady, he played as good as Mahomes. He's going to have to.
I don't think
if they want to win.
If they want to win. Because Lamar Jackson's Ravens held Mahomes, Shady, to 17. Now, I know the Chiefs likely could have scored more. Held them to 17, and the Ravens were never really in the game. Because Lamar didn't even play. We couldn't argue he played as good as Mahomes.
I just think that the way the team is built, man, the way they've been playing, like, he hasn't been playing that great, and they still been winning. And I guess because you're saying it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, at the end, yeah, cool. But, like, even if the Lions kind of handle that thing better, I think they lose that game.
They do.
I just look at it like, when you look at the Niners, how they're built, they're built for him to, you know, he has to play great. Or Patrick Mahomes has to.
Yeah. If the Niners defense does their job, if the Niners defense gives up 30 points again,
it's a wrap. Ain't giving up 30.
No, not, it's a wrap. No, it's a wrap.
A lot of groundwork for this Super Bowl.
I cannot wait. But more importantly, up next, we have one of the top defensive stars in all of the NFL. Privilege, joined by Aiden Hutchinson. Y'all are in for the treat of your life. Next, on the other half of this commercial break. Hey, don't scare nobody now. Don't forget, check us out every day. Fox Sports Channel, SiriusXM.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Watch this move. This guy is athletic, a defensive lineman, and I have seen it sometime. Hutchinson has it. Watch this interception. One-hand stab.
Hey, can you move? But he is cat quick. Aiden Hutchinson.
Wow. Tough, smart, heads-up defender.
Hey!
Hey, family, an absolute delight during Super Bowl week to be joined by one of them ones, the dude who got 21 sacks through 2 years, Aiden Hutchinson. He a beast, he a monster, he a dog, what else you want to know? Aiden, welcome to Speak, my guy. How you living?
Wow, I love getting gassed up like that, man. You're really getting my ego up right now. But no, I'm good, man. How are you doing?
My dog, it's all good. Well, I gotta paint this picture, because before you were this intimidating beast getting 11 and a half sacks on the football field, maybe a picture you haven't seen in a mighty long time. Can we throw it on the screen for the viewers and for Aiden? Before that man, there was this man. Shall we just?
Don't say a chubby picture.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no. For those that don't know, Aiden was a hip-hop ballet youngster. Talk to me now.
Mainly hip-hop, man. They forced me to do a little ballet while I was there. But mainly hip-hop, I was popping and locking it and doing everything, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
like a little slip.
Slim Shady. Well, Aiden, let me ask you this as we transition the ball for a second. Y'all had a phenomenal season, really a phenomenal season. Obviously, y'all fell short, but shout out to the season that you had personally. Shout out to the season that y'all had collectively. What was the difference this year? What specifically clicked, big dog, that allowed you all to go further than y'all have gone in 3 decades?
You know, I think the way that this team, we all responded to adversity this year. I mean, it was Dan's third year, I believe, with Detroit. And I feel like we all bought in to his message and what he was all about. And he invited adversity. And that's what I love most about Dan is he looks that in the face and he's just like, bring it on, man. And I feel like as you guys know, throughout an NFL season, there's a lot of ups and downs, and I feel like it having a guy like that in, you know, as a leader on our team is very. It's good to have him, you know, set the standard and really set the foundation for our team.
Aiden, I feel like I advocate for Jared Goff a lot on this show. We have a lot of conversations about him. But he doesn't really get put into the conversation at the top of the league. And I think he had a really nice season and he's a very talented guy. Why do you think he gets ignored in the conversations?
You know, I feel like sometimes, you know, but guys have these stereotypes and it's hard to break them, man. And despite how much you're balling out or how much you're doing this and that, sometimes a media stereotype will just pin you a certain way. And that's the unfortunate thing about this business. But I think year after year, he's doing everything he can to prove the doubters wrong and prove himself right.
Aiden, you're in Vegas for the Super Bowl. You played both these teams. You played the Kansas City Chiefs really early in the season, I believe week 1, and you played the Niners in the playoffs. Who do you give the early edge to playing both of these teams? Who do you get the early edge to in this football game?
Man, yeah, people keep asking me, and it's going to be a tight one, man. I think this is going to go down to like a game-winning field goal. Both have great defenses, and you know, I feel like obviously San Fran, that offense is going to run through McCaffrey, and I feel like if Chiefs can stop the run, they're going to have a lot of success throughout the game. And yeah, it's tough though, man. It's tough to say. I'm not sure.
As he didn't tell us. First of all, I gotta use some love. That jacket is mean. I don't know if you get paid for it or your stylist picked it. I love it. It's really nice. Now, I'm gonna cut straight to the chase here. I ain't gonna mess around with you. I had a quick story with Andy Reid. That's one of my coaches in Philadelphia. One of my favorite coaches now. He's the best coach in football existing right now. But there was times where they wouldn't give me the ball, right? Mike Vick's throwing the ball. We winning the game. And I just wonder, I was just thinking, like, Coach, why are you not giving me the ball? So I want to ask you with Dan Campbell, the game against the Niners, if he just takes these field goals, play it safe, play it smart, I think you guys win. Do you ever just sit there and think about, Coach, why you didn't kick the field goal?
If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. We've been aggressive all year long, and that's won us a lot of games. And you know, just because it didn't work in a critical moment doesn't mean that he made a bad decision. I think he was just sticking with our identity. And you know, I know he received a lot of crap in social media for it. But no, he's. I think we all stand by him. We all stand by him because that's our identity, and that's his identity, too.
Well, let me soften it a little bit. You guys did have a great season this year and did something that hasn't happened in a very long time in that city. And I know Detroit, and I know the fans were going crazy, but what was that experience for you guys as the players in a city that really supports and lives with that team to be able to bring that kind of success to the Detroit Lions after all that time?
It's ridiculous. It was amazing. I mean, the city, when we were winning playoff games, wild card, divisional, I mean, on our way to the NFC championship, I don't think I've ever heard a crowd as loud in a home stadium. I think our stadium's only got about 60 or 65,000. And I think it was one of the loudest crowds I've ever been a part. And you could feel the city. You could feel the city of Detroit and how bought in they were. And I mean, we were at the San Fran game and, for the NFC Championship, and the crowd, all the Lions fans were cheering Jared Goff, like Jared Goff in the second quarter. And I'm like, this is not normal. You don't get this at an NFC Championship and no at an away game. It was wild. It was wild.
Hey, bro, after your sacks, you usually hit a quick dance. You know what I'm saying? You hit a move or two. Do you prep this during the week, or do you just let it come to you in real time? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you already think, okay, when I sack Purdy, here's what I'm going to hit him with? I mean, you are the dancer.
I used to plan them earlier in the season, but by the end, it kind of got to I was just freestyling, and I feel like I know that was our Halloween dance right there. And I feel like it's gotten to a point where I'm just out there. I just do some stuff, and I don't even know what I'm doing anymore, dude. I'm just out here. I don't even know.
Hey, when you get 11 and a half sacks, it's hard to choreograph that many. All right, after the game, your coach said it's going to be hard for us to get back. Dan Campbell went to the podium. He said, look, I loved it. He was like, it's going to be very hard for us to get back. We're not going to have the same team. It's a really challenging road. It's a difficult road. Do you already think about that? Like, after you lost and you were eliminated, what was the first thing that went through Aiden Hutchinson's mind? In the locker room, first thing.
I was just so pissed off, dude, that we let that lead up. That was what kept circulating in my mind. But, Dan came back in meetings the next day, and he's like, I don't care what it takes. We're going to the Super Bowl next year. And I think all the guys were loving it, man. I was loving it because it's like, you know, I feel like right when you lose that game, you're like, wow, it took a lot to get here. But the next day you can kind of collect your thoughts and get back to it. And you're like, dude, screw it, man. We're going to have a lot of the same pieces next year. We're going to do this thing.
Aiden, you guys seem like a close bunch because, I mean, I would still be mad. I wouldn't go on Twitter or none of that or X or whatever it is and blast my coach, but I sure be telling my family, man, listen here, you know, should have kicked the field goal. But you guys are a really close bunch, and I just want to touch on your offensive coordinator had some opportunities to go get another job, and he said, forget all that. I'm staying in Detroit. What does that mean to you guys knowing that, hey, man, he could have went, made more money, made a bigger name for himself, and he said, no, I'm staying here in Detroit. The job ain't finished.
Yeah, that's what's great. I mean, actions speak a lot louder than words, and you can just tell coordinators, players, coaches, we all believe in what we have, and we all believe that this team can win a Super Bowl. And we came up a little bit short this year, and I think we all just want to reload it and run it back and kind of with a lot of the same core pieces.
Aiden, lastly, obviously you got the Gatorade jacket on. Talk to me. What are you doing with Gatorade? What you promoting? I'm a huge Gatorade fan. But what you got cooking, big dog? I'm all ears.
Yeah, Gatorade just launched Gatorade ID. And, you know, you could visit Gatorade.com and customize your own bottle like I have right here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you can create your own bottle with Gatorade ID. And they just launched this today, and it's pretty dope.
Will it help everybody get 11 and a half sacks, be a Pro Bowler, and one of the best players through 2 years in the history of their sport?
Of course, baby.
Well said. Gatorade, give that man a raise immediately. All right, family. Thanks, Aiden. You the man, brother.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Of course, of course, of course. When we return, everybody should expect the unexpected in this Super Bowl game. Got to tell you, Chiefs fans, Niners fans, NFL fans, what might Andy Reid have up his sleeve? And I'm going to break down a little bit of tape and show you what you need to expect, even though it's unexpected. That's next on Speak. What's up, family? Welcome back into the film room. Now, after hours of film study, this is what you better expect in the Super Bowl. This is the difference in the game. Expect the unexpected. I got to pull up the laptop, pull up the iPad to show you last year's Super Bowl. The two most important plays based upon scheme were these plays right here. You know the Eagles were going to be in man coverage. And so what was Andy Reid going to do? He was going to quick motion, fast motion, Kadarius Toney and make the Eagles get discombobulated defensively. Now, Darius Slay, he doesn't know if he's running across the field. He doesn't know if he's coming back and covering. As a result, what does that do? Very simply put, it allows Kadarius Toney to score with a ton of distance between himself and the next defender. Well, let's cut to another play in that same Super Bowl. This was the most important stuff in the game. Eagles, man coverage, man coverage. You're going to see a fast motion. Andy Reid, the defender, he has no idea what he is doing. This individual is guarding this individual. But because of Andy Reid's scheme, all of a sudden the Chiefs, they got wide open. Now you're asking yourself, Acho, are you showing me old plays? See, these two plays I showed you, they occurred on February 12th. But Andy Reid didn't get those on February 11th. He actually got those plays on October the 2nd. See, against the Jags, they ran the exact same scheme. You knew what the Eagles were going to be in, man coverage, man to man. What did the Jags do? They fast motion. So 134 days after this play occurred, Andy Reid went back into his playbook and he realized what beat the Eagles 104 days earlier, 134 days earlier, this fast motion concept. What can the San Francisco 49ers expect in this game? You got to expect the unexpected. What defeated you week two? What defeated you week three? What defeated you week six? What defeated you week 10? Don't anticipate Andy Reid just running the same thing he ran all season and think that's what he's going to come out the gate with. No. This was October 2nd, and on February 12th, Andy Reid ran the exact same play. So what can you expect, Niners fans? You have to expect the unexpected. What can you expect, NFL fans? There are only so many plays in a playbook, only so many schemes in an offense. Andy Reid ain't coming up with nothing new. But you will find something old that's already beat you. Tomorrow, it's all about the quarterback. This week, we've gone through every single different type of breakdown. And tomorrow, we're going to talk quarterback magic. Heading to the desk, Shady, you played for the Chiefs, won a Super Bowl for the Chiefs. You know Andy Reid well, but it's wild because the Chiefs aren't favored in this football game. They played well against the Ravens, played well against the Bills, played well against the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Niners did not play well against the Lions. The Niners did not play well against the Packers. But somehow the Niners are favored. Is it crazy that the Niners are favored in the Super Bowl?
No, it's not crazy. It's not wild. It's actually expected. I mean, if you look at this season, right, the Niners, first of all, they have a better team, right, from start to bottom, from top to bottom, bottom to top. You look at, they have 7 All-Pros to the Chiefs, 3 All-Pros. And then if you look at it, they're the number one seed. That means they've been the best team in the NFC the whole year. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been talking about the Chiefs up and down all year. Will they be good? Will they be good? They're bad. They're bad. And then the playoffs, they look different. But they're still the same team. So when you ask me, like, who's favorite here, it's got to be the Niners. I mean, they have a top-3 offense, top-3 defense. They got all these talented players. They should win this game. Mm. If it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, this wouldn't even be a conversation. But they have the elite players, and I feel like the Niners have the best players right now. So we'll see. I mean, I think it'd be a good game. I think the Chiefs still win, but they should not be favorite. The Niners should be favorite.
But given the fact that they have Patrick Mahomes, yeah, and you know they have mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, and you know what mm-hmm. he's capable of, right, how in the world are the Niners favorite?
This is why. Because at any given time, the most drops in football, the wide receiver core they have, they may go back. Mm. They look good these last couple games, but they may go back.
I don't like that.
I'm just saying, anything can happen. And if you're looking for the better team, mm-hmm. it's easily the Niners, ooh, right? It's easily the Niners. Talent-wise, I mean, they got 7 All-Pros. I can't make that up.
No, that's true.
Come on, 7 All-Pros? So we're going to find out.
You check there?
I mean, if y'all want to count the fullback, there's only 3 of them in the league. But if you count them, anyway.
Inside joke.
This is the thing, though. This is why I always say.
A very good player.
That you can never. This is Patrick Mahomes' era, right? Even though they're not the better team, I never would bet against Brady. Yeah. He didn't win every Super Bowl that he played in. Don't bet against Brady. Don't bet against Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid.
See, I think it's wild. I think it's crazy. And the reason why is, during the regular season, the Niners were a really, really good, consistent football team. In the playoffs, they have not played good football. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season, up and down. In the playoffs, They beat the two best teams. And what I mean by that is the number one seed and the number two seed
on the road.
On the road. Yeah, and yeah. You're telling me a Niners team that struggled with not the best teams in the NFC at home, and you're favored in this ball game? The way these two teams are playing right now, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing a whole lot better. Who cares how they played in the regular season? Right now, where we at in this standpoint, offensively and defensively, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing better than the San Francisco 49ers. And they have the better quarterback. And they have the better coach. And they have more experience. So for the Niners to be favored in this ball game, the way they are playing football right now, I truly think it is crazy.
Vegas doesn't build all those facilities off of winners.
Mm, big nice facility, yeah, too.
Yeah. Really high ceilings, beautiful rooms, you know, nice bars. I do think it's crazy, though, because of what James just said. The Chiefs were only favored against the Dolphins this postseason, and we knew what that was about.
Yeah, yeah.
They were underdogs against the Bills and the Ravens. Both the Bills and the Ravens are not playing in this game.
That's
the
true.
Chiefs are.
That is true.
Now, like, underdog, you know, it's I don't read too much in it. It's not like they're seven-point underdogs, yeah. You know. They're saying that the Niners are the better team. And to Shady's point, this was a team during the regular season in the Chiefs who struggled. Even their best player struggled. One of their best players struggled in Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. But not right now.
Yeah.
Not right now. That's what's confusing about it to me. Because the line essentially should update based off of what we're being presented with. Right. That's what's confusing. Because the Niners haven't really played particularly well. And the Chiefs have played really well against tough opponents on the road. So I don't think anyone should read too much into it. I do like the Chiefs. Mm. Points is nice.
Yeah, no.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. I'm not even from the gambling perspective, from a logical, practical perspective. How can you watch these last eight quarters?
Exactly.
The Niners and the Chiefs and say to yourself, the Niners should win this game.
No question.
Outside of being a Niners fan. Yeah. I'm going to say the Niners should win this game, but y'all know where I stand. Yeah. But I don't think, Shady, that I can watch what the Niners have put on tape defensively,
yeah,
and what the Chiefs have put on tape defensively. Then go watch what the Niners have put on tape offensively and what the Chiefs have put on tape offensively and say to myself, oh, yeah, the Niners going to win. In what world?
Yeah.
In what world? Niners defense was bad, and they're supposed to be a top three defense. Yeah. Chiefs defense was great. Yeah. So if the Niners defense plays like that and the Chiefs defense plays like that.
I just think that the Vegas bet makers, whoever they are, right, yeah, they haven't forgot about the times where Patrick Mahomes was on the sideline yelling at his wide receivers, upset, pissed off, right?
Yeah.
Him telling the wide receiver, you got this, you got that. He's like, I don't know what's going on. I didn't forget that. Yeah. I didn't forget that MVS, even though he had to catch against the Ravens to seal the deal. Yeah. What about against the Eagles? Easy win, and you drop, then we lose. Like they didn't forget them moments. Mm-hmm. And I think the serving size tells you that the Niners are a better team. The way they put together, that's – seven all pros.
But that to me, that's lazy. But that's lazy.
Yeah.
Here's why. Because if you're saying seven all pros to the Chiefs three, well, Patrick Mahomes wasn't an all pro this year, but we've said all show long that he's the greatest quarterback playing one of the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce wasn't an all pro this year, but we know that Travis Kelce is an all pro talent. Kyle Juszczyk was an all pro, and we've had conversations about is he an all pro based upon how many limited fullbacks there are. So to me, to say seven all pros to three all pros, that's cute. It sounds
but
good.
But it's really five, okay? Because correct. You have Travis Kelce and you have Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
And I personally think Juszczyk is a great player. But even if you slice those off, it's still pretty much equal. So,
yeah. I mean, if you were a GM, right, and you get to take one team with you, what team are you taking?
Outside of the quarterback, obviously I'm taking it. Obviously.
No. The quarterback, right. Look, you just got to take a team. Not a player, it's a team.
Right take now, it, Chiefs.
In general. See,
I'm thinking,
if y'all gonna go by the
season,
you're
saying.
If you gonna go by two games, yeah, then it's got to be the Chiefs. But if you going by the whole season,
yeah, I'm taking the Niners.
Let's continue.
The
Niners. It should be updated. Like it, obviously, yeah, everyone's healthy. You know, thank God for that. But if someone had gotten injured of significance in the last game, that would have moved the line. So like the updated way of the how they're playing should be influencing the line.
Okay. How about this? If we want both these teams to play at their best. What team you take if they both play at their best?
Mm. Niners. No, it shouldn't be close.
Chiefs.
At their best?
Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the league.
I get that. But as a team, right? Best defense?
Yeah. I think Niners by 13.
At their best. Because, yo, the Niners have a top three defense, top three offense. So I'm saying if everybody's at their A game,
I feel you.
You tell me y'all to the Chiefs team?
So if that's how we're doing it, then the line is very reasonable. But as we know, everyone is not going to play
in it. But that's why I'm thinking of any way to justify why they picked the Niners as the favorite.
No, that's real.
Only because they have the better team. But if everybody's at their best, it's a Super Bowl. I need everybody to play their best. You would take the better team with the better talent.
Top to bottom. And I don't think it's really offensive or outrageous that the Niners are favored. It's
still close, but 2.5.
Two and a half. So it's not crazy. But I just think they were underdogs against the Bills and the Ravens, and we thought that was very reasonable for them to be underdogs.
No question.
And they
the way
beat
the Ravens was playing.
And
that's my thing. Like, the Niners went into, what is it, the Link?
And the Eagles
were
the Link.
And the Eagles were 10-1. And the Niners were favored. Nobody up here was like, because we seen how the Niners were playing football and we seen how the Eagles were playing football. If we're watching the tape like Acho's saying right now and you're seeing how Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are playing on both sides of the ball and the way the Niners are playing on both sides of the ball, I don't care who you got. I don't understand how you favor by the way you are playing.
Because it's like on offense, Patrick Mahomes is so special. Andy Reid's so great. I get it. But, like, if you just had to pick and just choose, like, what wide receiver group I want?
Yeah. Wait, when you're talking about players.
What running back group I want? What offensive line group I want? Yeah. What defense line I want?
What linebacker group I want?
Like, is this
– where does
– even tight end.
Tight end,
are you going to argue?
You could argue.
Some people go argue the tight end.
You gonna go against the Swifty?
Some people are going to argue the tight end for sure.
I would go kill a
Trav. Even Kelsey came out there. I know it's respect.
Everybody does that. They look, he's so great. He's way better than me.
Kittle good.
Kittle ain't him.
Kittle's crazy.
Kittle nice.
Yeah. Kittle crazy.
Yeah. People argue it.
No, they don't. Kittle ain't him. He ain't.
Not as a receiver. No, yeah. Not as a receiver.
As a tight end.
As a
football. He ain't him.
It's close.
And I ain't gonna let y'all on this table and say that.
It is close.
It's not close.
Kittle be blocking.
It's not close, bro.
Kittle be blocking.
Kittle is a dog.
Get a lineman to do block.
No, bro.
Kittle like
we
that.
We just had a dude on the show and we seen how Kittle made him look. I mean, respect to Hutchinson, but whew.
Y'all really compared
him. Hutchinson ain't been off the show for 16 minutes.
My bad, man.
Hutchinson ain't been off. We just had him on 16 minutes ago.
I'm just trying to give Kittle some credit. That's it. Kittle was like that.
Hutchinson was just.
It's no respect. One dude is walking into the Hall of Fame easy.
The other dude gonna get there too, though.
How we know? Right now?
How we know?
He going right now to the Hall of Fame?
George Kittle got about 4 All Pros, coach. Kittle. One dude is first ballot, not thinking one of the greatest tight ends ever.
I think Kittle is like that. I love Kittle. I love Kittle's game. But, like, they're not.
They're different players.
No. They're on different levels. That's.
People are going to argue with the Shady. They're on different levels? But
Kittle and Travis Kelce? You know what?
They're different players.
Yeah, one's better than the other one.
Yes.
One's on different levels. One's on another level. Am I saying something wrong?
No. But are they? Let me ask you this.
One is considered one of the greatest of all time.
Let me ask you this. What? Do you consider them the same type of player? We're comparing like oranges to freaking grapefruits.
We're comparing like
oranges and grapefruits are actually quite similar.
Yeah, we compare
because they're both tight ends.
One is a little sour.
That's what I'm saying. No. One be blocking and one be getting busy.
One's like wine and one's like alcohol. One's like shots.
They both are going to put on a.
One's like a nice little. One like
it's a terrible comparison.
Travis Kelce is like it's like top three of all
they
time.
They both are going to have gold jackets.
Yeah, they both gonna have gold
really
jackets.
Good football. Players.
I think. Hopefully, I just know that. I know one of them though. I know one of them for sure though. No matter what happens in life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He gonna go.
I didn't want to turn you up, dog. I'm just saying people would argue with that.
I'm just wondering, Shady, if Kittle was with Mahomes and them,
I don't think Kittle would be getting busy. I mean, because Kittle got busy with Jimmy Garoppolo, who you did not respect.
Kittle would get busy with everybody.
Kittle got busy with Brock Purdy.
With
Nick Mullins. Kittle would get busy. Pat.
Kittle would get busy with everybody.
Yes,
what I'm saying is this, though. Yeah. When you don't have all that stuff around you, though, and they can easily key on you a certain way, it's going to be a lot harder. Travis Kelce don't have to. I don't have the luxury to have an all-pro Ayuk, another all-pro.
Years he had Reek, though.
That's gone.
But let me ask you this.
That's gone.
How many years he had it.
And I'm still.
But let me ask you.
They won't argue with you.
Tyreek wasn't always with him.
But let me ask you, Shady. If you Kelce, Mm-hmm. You getting the majority of the, boom, action. Because we ain't got nobody else to throw it to. Action, action. If you Brock, you got to get it to McCaffrey. You got to get to Ayuk. You got to get it to Deebo. So Kittle's an all-pro with four other offensive all-pros around him. Kelce on a team with Justin Watson, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Rashid Rice, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, and Isaiah Pacheco. Okay. You got to go to Kittle.
So let me ask you a question. What you think is harder to do? To get busy with a lot of help, or is this really you? Because I've been there.
I think it's easier to get numbers, by yourself.
No.
Because you got to get force-fed.
No. I always tell people this. When I went to Philadelphia Eagles, it was easy to get work. Yeah. Make one guy miss? That's it? Oh, bet. Compared to going to Buffalo, when I was the only guy over there, it was so hard to get 1,300 yards. It was hard as hell. So what I'm saying is, because you know why? The defense can really plan for you.
Yeah.
You think they're going to be super, just trying to, hold up, they're going to be doubling Kittle every play? The defensive coordinator, we got to make sure Kittle's out the game?
But here's the thing, though. I got evidence. Hold on, James. I have evidence.
What evidence you got?
James Jones.
Uh-huh.
When did you have the most receptions in your career? Not in Green Bay.
No, it was Raiders.
When you went to Raiders. When did you have the most targets in your career? Not in Green Bay. Raiders. You had 112 targets in Oakland. The next closest you had in Green Bay was 99. You had 73 catches in Oakland. The next closest you had was 64. You played 8 years in Green Bay. Yeah. You played one in Oakland. But when you, that's all I'm saying is when you the man, target, catch, target.
I want
all around tight end. People let that go. Argue. I'm just saying, you my dog.
Kelce's a better player.
So hold up. So for the game plan, right? Who's gonna get more of attention?
It's only him.
Kelce, it's only him, though.
How you gonna tell me it's not harder to do then? The Ravens put their best defensive weapon in the secondary.
Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, on Kelce. Hold up. Right?
Yeah, of course.
My thing is,
tight ends didn't score him all season.
I've been on games. I've been in games with Kelce. I'm like, yo, they got their best corner on him. I remember watching tape when we went to the playoffs, and it was the Patriots. This is when they beat them. Tom Brady beat them in 2018, I think it was, because I got there in 2019.
Yep.
They had Gilmore guarding Kelce.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That did happen.
That year, he went player of the year, deepest player of the year. The second half, they switched it out. Yeah. Then it was double teaming him with McCourty,
yep.
who's all pro. So when you're talking to me, I said, I'm hearing you, but I can't really visualize because when you're that top player, the defensive strategies are to you compared to when you got all these other pieces.
Yeah. No doubt. And another thing to add on to that is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes knows that. So when they're game planning, a lot of these plays are to get Travis Kelce the ball. I have been in the rooms where the play is to get Greg Jennings the ball. Like, you go to the Z, then you go to the X because the ball is going.
Yeah, that's a bad example, though.
With Kittle, he's just lining up. He has so many people around him. It's really not, boom, every single play, pass play, we're trying to get it to Kittle.
The Philadelphia Eagles, we got blown out by the Niners. It was so many times that Kittle was wide open. You know why? All these crosses from all these different people.
Yeah.
You got Samuels, Deebo, Motion, you watch. You got McCaffrey. All these other dudes you watch after. And then this little Kittle right there. He ain't just a little dude. Compared to, you'll never see Travis Kelce alone by himself.
No, never, never.
So what are we talking about here?
This. Kelce had 120 targets
this year. Taylor, what are we talking about?
He had 120 targets this year. 150 targets last year. You're not getting that on the
Niners. And what are we talking about this year?
You're not getting them targets.
What are we talking about this year? How he struggled this and that. If the other wide receivers are not doing well and he's not doing good, what can they do? If Travis Kelce don't play well, can they win this game?
No, 1,000%. 1,000% no.
If Kittle don't play good this game, can they win?
Of course.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
I'm glad you got an argument because people will argue with you.
Well, when we return, one of Shady's homeboys, NFL superstar, Josh Allen, is going to be joining us. It's going to be the greatest conversation, really, of the show this year. That's next. You don't want to miss it. One of the greatest. That's next.
That's my guy right there.
Fred.
Josh Allen. You want to talk about different? He's different. But one thing about Josh Allen, they going to win games. I haven't seen nobody like him in a long time. He's that good.
Josh Allen, baby!
Bills Mafia is different. Bills Mafia, let's go.
Look at my boy.
Family, the man needs no introduction.
Nation. Welcome, Josh Allen, to the show. Josh, wait. Before all this, hey, I need you and Shady to get this handshake thing under control. Can I get a two shot of Shady and Josh? Can we see the handshake? Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Can I see? I don't want to see me. Thank you.
Don't embarrass me. Are you ready? Do you even remember?
For what?
Our hand.
Which one? Are we?
The handshake. No, you can't show it yet.
You can't show it.
I need them to execute it in real time.
He forget.
No, you forgot.
Can you see that?
We were supposed to wait. We were supposed to wait.
We wait for the time, and then we do this, and we,
And then we do it. No, Shady's the one that got me in the handshake game. That's all credit to him. He is.
On this show. Not even on this show, everywhere. I'm always pumping Josh Allen. I don't care what's being said.
This is true.
Am I lying?
This is true.
I'll pump my boy day one. But I got to get him my own shout out. When he was a rookie, right, from Wyoming. I don't even know where that's even at.
Laramie, shout out Laramie. Right?
I said, when I seen him play, I said, yo. I remember calling everybody on my phone like, bro, we got a superstar. My first interview from your first person, I said, this dude is going to be electrifying, one of the best in the league. Was I right?
You called me franchise from like day one. You did.
That's before the $100 million.
Shady knew.
Josh, let's talk about the season for a second, man. A lot of highs, a lot of lows, but ultimately y'all started to rattle them off at the end of the season. Win. What switch flipped for you? Like, what was it in your mind? What was the moment that you said, you know what? Hey, it's time to get right. Take me to that moment in your head in the locker room, wherever it was.
Yeah, I don't know if you could boil it down to one exact moment, but, you know, we felt that if we rallied around each other and started playing for each other and doing things the right way, you know, that was going to lead to success. And sitting 6-6 at the bye week, you know, told everybody, go get away, clear your mind. When we come back, we got work to do, and we're going to go do this thing. And found a way to claw and scratch our way back into the 2 seed, won the division, and you know, we're a couple plays away from singing a different tune, and I wish I wasn't talking to you guys right now. I wish I talked to you media day the other day, but you know, we're gonna keep working. We're gonna keep working till we get to where we need to get to.
Franchise, let me ask you this: you guys get so close, and I've been in that building in Buffalo where Sean McDermott is a hell of a coach. He's changed that franchise forever. What do you think it's gonna take you guys to get to that next level, to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I don't think it's some Herculean effort by any one specific person. It's playing better together. It's doing the simple, the better. And ultimately, it comes down to one or two plays at the end of the season during these playoff games that we need to hit on. And we just haven't been able to do that the last couple of years. And it takes a deep dive and a look in the mirror and understanding what do I need to do to be better for this Buffalo Bills organization. And, you know, that's what we're doing right now.
You know, I look at you like a brother, man. So I want to ask you a serious question. I ran into Stephon Diggs' brother probably like last week. We were just talking about football. And I was telling him that there's all a lot of speculation about what's going to happen, et cetera. And I said, listen, man, one thing about this sport, we take it for granted. Before Josh Allen had a Stephon Diggs, he was a great player, but he wasn't at this level. And before Stephon Diggs had a Josh Allen, he was a good player. He wasn't on that special elite level. My thing is, do you ever wonder or worry that it may be the end of that road for you guys, or you just kind of don't think about it at all?
Yeah, I don't really think about that. One thing I do think about, though, is how much, like you said, we've complimented each other over the last few years, and we've done some really special things in Buffalo. And, you know, I still feel like there's still work to do, and there's still a lot of special things that we can accomplish in front of us. But I'm not a fortune teller. I can't tell you anything. But I love the guy. I love him to death. I love him like a brother. And I'm hopeful that we can figure it out and do some more special things moving forward.
Yeah.
Josh, Khalil Shakir had a really great stretch for you guys in a coming out year.
Yes, he did.
Talk to us about him and the connection that you guys had.
Yeah, Khalil, he's a young cat that wasn't asked to do a whole lot for us early on in the season, but this kid is the epitome of hard work. He's always in the right spot. If you watch him in a run play, he's finding himself around the ball, following the ball just in case, you know, there's a fumble. He's there to pick it up. He is cut from the cloth of how to play football the right way, and I hope that, you know, young kids and guys in college can look at him and what he's done and just study what he does. He's fantastic. He finds windows and zones, but he just plays football the right way, and when you have a guy that does that, success is going to find him.
Josh, I played with some great quarterbacks in Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and whenever they had to compete against Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, they were different dudes. At practice, the football is coming out harder. Pause, like Shady say, the football coming out off their fingertips faster. Like, you knew it was just a different game because of who they were going to play. Brock Purdy is about to play Patrick Mahomes, a guy that you compete against a lot. Mindset-wise, when you're playing Patrick Mahomes, does that kind of change the way Josh Allen plays because you know Patrick Mahomes is on the other side of the field?
Yes and no. I mean, I think, again, we get so caught up in this quarterback versus quarterback, you know, controversy, and I'm not really playing him. I'm playing that defense. I'm playing that defensive coordinator. But I think the main thing about that is not to scoreboard watch. You know, they may, you know, get up early. Don't try to press. Don't try to do anything too crazy. Just keep within the confines of the offense and try to make plays there. And you can't make up 14 or 20 points back up in one play, but it's got to be methodical and you just got to keep sticking with it.
Josh, I want you to look in the mirror for a second when you answer this question, because Shady and I have this conversation. Shady says Josh Allen's the most talented quarterback physically in football. I'm like, yo, I can't lie to you, bro. Dude about 6'4 and a half, 6'5, 240, can run, can throw.
Every throw.
But every now and then you play up to your competition, always. But then sometimes you play down to your competition. Do you believe you have the curse of the gifted, where you're so good, you're so talented, you're so good that you know if at any point in time you want to turn it on, you can do whatever you want to do out there? Talk to me about how when it's time for you to go, you can go. But sometimes when you play people that are obviously beneath you, you don't go. Look in the mirror and just assess that in real time for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I do feel like I play my best when I'm playing the best. But I also feel like we get everybody's best shot. You know, it's hard to win this league. There's the other teams, they're getting paid just as much as our guys are. You know, and it's no easy feat to continue to win and win consistently in this league. So I'm just fortunate enough that I ended up in Buffalo and got a good coach, a good GM that have set the direction in the right way. You know, and I'm just trying to be the best quarterback that I can be no matter who I'm playing against.
Now, I know you say you hate the comparisons from the quarterbacks, but that's what this league is, right? Yeah. They all get paid all that money to compare quarterbacks. Yeah. And real quick, you talked about Aaron Rodgers.
That's my dog.
When I first got here, he was doing that Aaron Rodgers little throw. You remember that? I was like, why you keep doing that? Anyway, how do you feel about, like, the new day and age comparisons from the Peyton Mannings, right, to the Tom Brady's, now it's to Patrick Mahomes, to the Josh Allen? How do you feel when they compare you guys? Of the rivalry?
I mean, to be in the same breath as some of these guys, again, it's surreal. Shady, I mean, you know me. I was in junior college before I got to University of Wyoming, which
that's true.
You don't even know where that's at. So I'm just enjoying playing football, man. I love this game. I love the camaraderie that it brings, the brotherhood that it brings. I'm just hoping to play as long as I can. Above all, just trying to win a Super Bowl for Buffalo.
Josh, I really want to thank you for saying that about comparing the quarterbacks against quarterbacks, because I argue that all on the show all the time. So I will be quoting you for eternity. You are playing the defense on the other side of the ball, but obviously we can't put the whole defense on the billboard, so we're going to keep saying quarterback versus quarterback. But I'm also all talking a lot about rushing quarterbacks and how we talk about multidimensional quarterbacks. You are someone who runs the ball a lot. Admittedly, you make me nervous sometimes because you're big and you try to run people over. I'm like, Josh, get down and get out of bounds. But how do you assess the way that the game is going at the quarterback position? Because you are someone who runs the ball a lot. Lamar Jackson obviously is a great running quarterback. Patrick Mahomes isn't someone that we necessarily call a dual threat quarterback, but obviously uses his legs. Has the entire game shifted to you where that part of the game is something we need to acknowledge more?
I mean, I think that's the direction that it's eventually going to be going in. I think especially what defenses are doing nowadays, they're playing too high, the quarter shell. Mm. They're forcing guys to run the ball, and sometimes offensive coordinators want to keep throwing it. And when the guys are covered, everybody's eyes are on somebody else, and you got to be able to extend plays and move the sticks with your feet sometimes. And I think that you have to have a little bit of that element in your game to be successful in this league, especially going forward into the future.
Josh, there's a lot of eyes on the quarterback position, but really one quarterback, and that is Brock Purdy. Some people got him in the elite conversation. Some people got him as a game manager. He's in getting MVP votes. What are your thoughts as a football player, as a quarterback that plays the position? What are your thoughts on Brock Purdy and type of quarterback is
he? Don't lie to us. Don't lie to us, Josh. Don't lie to us.
I think that he, within the confines of his offense, he does more than what he's asked to do. He makes plays outside of the structure. You go back to last, I mean, he's made some unbelievable plays with his feet and being able to extend some plays. We all know that he's got a great roster, all right? But that doesn't change the fact that there's been other quarterbacks there that have had the same roster, if not better roster, and they haven't gotten to do what he's done. So he's doing the right things for his team. He's in the Super Bowl. He doesn't make the mistakes. And he's, like I said, he's playing on Super Bowl Sunday. He's in the graphic right there. I don't know how you can knock on him. He's doing whatever you ask of him as a quarterback to do.
This is my last question. So when I went to the Chiefs in 2019, I met Pat, right? We talked on the phone, but I met him in person. And the first thing he asked me was about Josh Allen. He did.
Yeah.
And he was like, how, you know, he's talented, this and that third. And he asked me about his arm, right? And I said to him, well, you know how I am. I said, well, dang, bro. You think you can throw farther than Josh Allen? When I said that, he looked at me and smiled. He said, it's a lose-lose for me. I want to ask you, though, who has the best and biggest arm in the NFL? And don't be shy.
Now? Yeah, you know who's got a sneaky big arm is Bake. Baker Mayfield's got a cannon, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it. I'm serious.
Talk that talk.
He can absolutely
talk,
chuck the ball.
Hey, talk that talk. Hey,
Shady, I'm serious.
Shady want to take his question back now.
Shady want to take his question back now.
I know this dude.
Stafford's got a big arm. Bake's got a big arm. I've got a big arm. Pat's got a big arm. I mean, there's a lot of talented guys in this league. I think Anthony Richardson, though, might have the biggest one.
Ooh.
We'll see.
Yeah. He talked arm strength. Yeah.
Did he say Baker Mayfield?
Baker got a cannon, bro.
No, Pat Mahomes never said anything about Baker.
Baker got a cannon, bro.
Patrick Mahomes said Josh Allen. He's telling me, I'm done.
Baker got a cannon.
When I call you later, we going to talk.
Hey, Josh, I didn't hear no Herbert in there.
Herbert's got, as the Twitter accounts always post, he's got the launch codes, whatever that means. But he's got a howitzer as well.
How about this? Before, can we get at least your top five quarterbacks?
Oh.
Arm strength, I just gave them to you.
You gave your arm strength.
No, this is your best quarterbacks right now. Top five best quarterbacks. Put you on the spot. Don't be mad at me.
All time, we got Tom Brady.
No.
We got to go. We're done. All right, we got to go.
Hey, Josh, before we let you go, obviously you are here promoting and working with a Subway. So tell me about what you got going with Subway, big dog.
Yes, you know, we're out here promoting Subway and their three new products. They got the foot-long cookie, which is a hot commodity right now. Mm. They got their Auntie Anne's foot-long pretzel and their Cinnabon foot-long churro. Mm. So go to your local Subway, and they're fantastic. I've been eating them all day. I'm trying to stay on a diet. It's not helping me, so I got to get out of here
which
soon.
Which one is best? Because they all sound great.
I like the – I'm a chocolate chip guy. So anything chocolate chip cookies, count me in.
That man loves some chocolate, boss.
Josh, appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, family.
Some things never change.
I apologize.
Love you, Shady.
For Shady.
I'll let you, Josh.
252 live. All right. Love you all.
All right, bro. Bye. Family, when we return, going from the AFC to the NFC in shocking fashion, Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence said earlier today when he was doing his media tour that the team was burned out. And that's what caused their playoff exit. Said they were too tired. Shocking. We got to respond to that next on Speed.
Now we just take it.
Cowboys, they lost to the Packers in the wild card round earlier. But DeMarcus Lawrence, he chimed in earlier today saying, honestly, the main thing is we were burnt out. Man, you know, long season. The legs get tired. DeMarcus Lawrence saying they got burnt out. They were tired. Shay, you nodding your head. You ain't with this?
What are we even talking about? We burnt out. We were tired. The leg. What are we talking about? Every team in the playoffs is tired. I hate when dudes be like, man, we weren't healthy. We were hurt. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's banged up. I don't remember even, forget the playoffs. In week 17, I'm hurt. I'm banged up. Legs, cramp, everything. So when he's telling me that, I'm not even trying to hear that. You know what? And I'm not going to even entertain this block.
Yeah.
Nope. Because I don't want to, no, I'm serious. I don't want to come off as hating because, like, yo, what are you talking about? We retired. The Legs retired. Yeah. You don't think the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Niners, you think these guys were tired?
And
what about a team like the Bills?
Yeah.
The Bills was in the playoffs when they were 6-6. They didn't win every game. You don't think they retired? Yeah. You don't think they had all pros, the cornerback, the starting linebacker, all these guys is banged up. They all hurt. But you got to play?
Yeah.
What are we, I can't even, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, see, stuff like that, this stuff like this, when you talk like this, it lets me know that, like, do I really want you on my team to win?
Mm.
Do I want you on my team winning when you talking about we tired and legs are tired? When every other team in NFL was tired, Acho? So I'm being serious here.
No, I'm
this is crazy.
And I don't like it because this is rookie stuff. If you come from the combine and these all-star games, whatever, and you get your team makes it to the playoffs, yeah, you've been training and doing all that stuff for a very long time. It's a long season. Come from your college season to the combine, all that. My legs is tired, right? But I know how Coach Mike does his schedule. And we were fresh going into every single game to where we wanted to practice so hard so Mike could not change the schedule because the schedule was so good. You're off Monday, Tuesday, your little track workout and all that on Wednesday, you got spa days and all that in between, all that. Coach Mike takes care of his players. So for you to be sitting here saying legs and all that, I know Coach Mike did not run them into the ground. That's not even Mike as a head football coach of how he practices, especially you being a veteran. He always coming, JJ, how you feeling? My legs a little sore. Take one. That's Coach Mike. So for you to sit here and say that, I don't even think Coach Mike put y'all through practices like that, man. You sound crazy, man.
Ooh, well said. Well, Joy and I will chime in after the break on the other side of this. The athletes have spoken. They still nodding their heads, family. Shady will likely nod his head through the entirety of this commercial break. We'll see y'all on the other side of this commercial break next on Speak.
You know what? It might not be Dak no more, man.
DeMarcus Lawrence, y'all were here, y'all heard it. He said that the Cowboys, Joy, that they were burnt out. Sounds like an excuse, but in all honesty, I like players being honest. Do you have an issue with the criticism of his comment?
I mean, here's the thing about honesty. Sometimes you gotta lie. Sometimes you gotta lie. Honestly, you gotta lie.
True.
Like,
true.
Nobody's trying to hear that you're tired.
No.
And listen, again, I'm aware. I'm sitting here with my coffee and my heated blanket, all right, from my cushy studio, and I get, you know, tired doing Pilates, all right? I get it. But you're a professional athlete. The people on the other side of the field have been asked to do the same thing that you're doing. And then on top of it, I'm going to take James' word for it that you're not even dealing with a coach that necessarily puts you through that. And that can't be said about every head coach. Some head coaches do not prioritize the player's health and availability. So you could have that conversation. I don't know. I think it just, it's not what anyone wants to hear. Even if it's the truth, no one wants to hear it. Maybe they were tired, but no one wants to hear that. So.
Oh, they was.
Everybody's tired, though.
Honestly, that's what I'm saying. Tired. So honestly, lie.
I ain't got an issue with it.
You have no problem with someone saying that they're too tired to win?
Nah, because he, in the context of the conversation, he was like, look, I'll be real with y'all. I think we was burnt out. Hey, now, I don't think he was talking about him. Well, first off, if you're talking
about... Did they have a 27-game schedule?
Well, he was saying, for the most part, our players were healthy all season. So he was like DeMarcus Lawrence has played 17 games 2 years in a row. So DeMarcus is like, it's not like I missed 3 games because I had an arm and I can't... He's like, we played every game. I think Mike has played every game this season.
How many players get rest?
Kelce and Patrick Mahomes
I'm saying
they ain't playing Super Bowls and all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on,
so,
man.
Like, oh,
I'm just saying, like, if you play 17 2 years in a row...
This is all I'm saying. I have been under Coach Mike as a player. And it's been times after practice to where the starters had to say, you know what, let's run some gassers. Because Mike ain't let us get
Dan Quinn doing that? That don't sound like a DQ.
Mike is the head coach of how the schedule goes. DQ can do it now. But Mike runs this thing of how practices go. Like, and especially you being a veteran, I know Coach Mike personally, man.
Coach
Mike, my back hurt a little bit. Take one.
Hold on. What team is the coordinators running the show? What team you been on?
I just know defensive coordinators dictate how hard the defense goes. No. I can't say.
I mean, we're going to do an hour and a half. That's
100%. And Mike sets that.
When we return, Josh Allen was on earlier, and he said something that you have to hear. It almost knocked Shady out of his seat. That is
now. Yo, that was wild, though. We got to.
It was no more.
sneaky big arm is Bake. Baker Mayfield's got a cannon, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it. I'm serious. He can absolutely chuck the ball. I'm serious.
But they didn't show me, though. I was like.
Shady fell out of his seat when he heard that one. Update the clock so I know how much time that we have. Shady, what do you mean when you agree with him?
Baker? No, I agree. No, I would never even said Baker. No quarterback conversation. We talking about elite dudes.
You said arm.
I know, but I mean, like,
strength.
Like, arm strength. I can't see him having a bigger arm than Patrick Mahomes. I think he's even had a bigger arm than Josh Allen. Baker Mayfield?
He was being humble.
Yeah.
I think he was.
No, he was being honest.
No, I think he was trolling.
I got it.
Because the first thing he says, I'm being serious. Like, why are you saying that if you're not being serious?
You start laughing.
No. If you say Baker, the first thing he said, Bake. Like, who's
laughing
Bake?
At him?
He ain't that good to be saying Bake. Yeah. Second thing, he's like, why you say I'm being serious?
No,
this is a serious conversation.
Exclusively strong arm. Baker has a top five strong arm.
Oh.
Accuracy, quarterback. But a strong arm is just how far you throw.
Like, so literally, what? I'm just taking the ball and throwing it.
Yeah, who has the most power?
Like as far as I can possibly
correct.
Throw.
Correct, because he said Richardson has a strong arm.
Doesn't mean that someone's going to catch it.
Correct.
It's just how far
why,
I throw.
How can we say, you said top five and be saying Baker?
Strong arm.
No, I'm saying. What's Baker's top five and nothing?
But top five fastest running backs are not going to be the top five.
I gotta agree with him, man.
Baker Mayfield's top. He's not top five in anything.
Arm strength.
He said arm talent.
And he said arm strength.
Arm strength.
Throw the ball. Baker Mayfield's top five.
Race time is next. We appreciate you.
Baker Mayfield's top five?